Adam Schiff's report cites no bribery or high crimes, only tweets. By Joel B. Polak on December 3, 2019. The House Intelligence Committee report released by Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, on Tuesday cites no constitutionally permissible grounds for impeachment against President Donald Trump, other than tweets. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution provides that impeachment shall be for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Notably, the framers of the Constitution ruled out maladministration as a reason. In Schiff's 300-page report, Democrats failed to cite any specific grounds for impeaching the president. Notably, though Schiff and others attempted to argue that the president had possibly committed bribery by allegedly asking the president of Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden in exchange for U.S. aid, there is no discussion of bribery whatsoever in the report. Other than references to Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani's claims that Biden might be guilty of bribery because his son was on the payroll of Ukrainian gas giant Burisma. The only references to any crimes allegedly committed by the president is a discussion of witness intimidation. Schiff and his Democrat majority attempt to argue that President Trump committed that crime by tweeting criticism of several witnesses against him, including calling them never-Trumpers and drawing attention to their testimony. The report also cites Trump's tweets criticizing former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch during her testimony, which clearly did not obstruct her testimony and which she would not have known about had Schiff not read them, partially, to her in the middle of the hearing. Among Trump's criticisms was that the new Ukrainian president spoke unfavorably about her in my second phone call with him, which Yovanovitch could not explain. The report also cites, as an example of witness intimidation, Trump retweeting a reference to testimony by Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, confirmed that Ukraine offered him the post of defense minister on three occasions. The report also cites, in a general sense, the crimes of obstructing Congress, concealing material facts, and retaliating against employees who provide information to Congress. Democrats provide no real evidence to support the latter two charges. They merely claim that Trump threatened retaliation by tweeting a quote from Rush Limbaugh about dismissing everybody involved from the Obama holdover days, which Trump never did. The Trump administration has also maintained that the House impeachment inquiry is not legitimate on procedural grounds. It began without any formal authorization. It was conducted largely in secret, by the Intelligence Committee and not the Judiciary Committee. And it departed from precedent by refusing to grant the president due process rights, such as representation by counsel in hearings. That is why the White House has not complied. Moreover, as liberal law professor and former Obama administration official Cass Sunstein argued in 2017, obstructing Congress is not sufficient grounds for impeachment if the inquiry itself is not legitimate. He wrote, "Presidents should cooperate with legitimate investigations. But it is not a high crime or misdemeanor to refuse to cooperate with a congressional investigation into an offense that is not independently impeachable. Congress cannot gin up an impeachable offense by investigating an offense that is not impeachable, and then encountering presidential resistance. Democrats have offered no independently impeachable offense, at all." Schiff's report never explicitly accuses Trump of abuse of power. But even that is not impeachable. Firstly, because Republicans have argued that Trump was not seeking a political favor from Ukraine, but exercising a constitutional duty to fight corruption and election interference, and secondly because it is not an impeachable offense. As Sunstein wrote, almost every American president has, on more than one occasion, passed the bounds of his power, in the sense that his administration has done something that it is not lawfully entitled to do. So instead of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, Democrats are trying to impeach the president on the basis of tweets he posted in his own defense against their own, arguably partisan, inquisition. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.